This is Dave. I'm a working dad with a one-year-old daughter.
And I'm Graham, a single guy with a nose for trouble and fists of fury.
This is a show about life after giving life. Don't listen with your kids, because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother.
Also, we're guys.
This week on One Bad Mother, it's One Bad Father. And we're talking about kids and TV. Plus, Graham takes back the night, Dave takes his cues from Uncle Buck, and we're joined by a very special wife of mine.
Aww.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome to One Bad Mother this week.
Is this how we're going to talk the whole time?
So.
Hi. So dainty right
hi.
Now.
Hi. Yeah, we've got our pinkies out.
Yeah.
Hello, listener.
Hello. Welcome.
Yeah.
This must be weird for you.
Yeah.
It's weird for us.
We'll get to what's going on right now.
Yeah.
My name is Dave. This is Graham.
Hi.
We are the hosts of Stop Podcasting Yourself on the Maximum Fun Network.
Up until today, but we decided we're done with that show.
Yep.
We've switched over.
We're wearing those sympathy birth bellies,
mm-hmm.
pregnant bellies.
Mine is so big.
I know.
So big, so heavy.
And
I think I'm having twins.
Well, you have a real glow to you.
Yeah. It's just from sweating from carrying
you're
around.
You're a gorgeous lady of wrestling. Now, what's going on is, in this year's Max Fun Drive, there were so many donors that to give back, we decided a fun thing to do would be for all the 1 week a year, all the shows in the Maximum Fun Network to swap hosts.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, if you're a comic book person, it's like the Infinity Wars.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of another thing where was there an episode of some TV show where people all switched, like, characters? I feel like that's a thing in some show.
Well, it's like the plot of Freaky Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is the Freaky Friday edition. Your regular hosts of One Bad Mother, Teresa and Biz, are hosting Judge John Hodgman this week.
Well, that's going to be weird.
If you're not familiar with us, Graham and I are two comedians. when we started the show, we were two comedians living in Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah.
And as the years have gone by,
The changes we've seen.
Yep. And now I'm a proud father, and Graham is still just a
swinging single.
Swinging single, yeah. But like women on his arm every weekend.
Yeah, I'm like early Roz Doyle from Frasier. Not later Roz Doyle that has a baby.
Yeah. Later Roz Doyle from Infinity Squad. Is that the name of them?
Yeah.
Flip Mode Squad?
Rhymes? That was Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
That was his baby.
Yeah. So shall we, I guess I'll ask you, how was your week?
Yeah, it was all right. I did a show on, I do comedy shows. So I did a show on Friday. I opened for an Italian guy named Sebastian Maniscalco, mm-hmm. which I've never.
An Italian national?
Yeah, an Italian diplomat.
Really?
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God, he had immunity.
Yeah, he had immunity. He killed three people during the show.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. And then I was going to meet a friend, and as I walked out of the theater, it was the Take Back the Night march.
Yeah.
It was happening on the main kind of the street where all the drunkos are, Granville Street.
Yeah.
Which seems like it's the most visible street.
Yeah.
That you would do a march
and
on.
And it's people from whom you would like the night taken back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely the current owners of the night,
mm-hmm.
creeps.
Well, the squatters. They're squatters.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird time for a protest. It's like 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't. They're not in the mode of protest.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the mode of being drunk jerks.
Sure.
And a lot of people were filming it with their phones, and I don't know what for what.
No one knows why anyone films anything with their phones anymore. It's just a reflex.
Yeah. And anyway, so I kind of, I was like, I just kind of walked behind it because that was the direction I needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of walked in that, and I think I was the only dude there. It was all women folk.
Nice.
And then maybe
nice.
Yeah. And it was
Did you feel empowered to
yeah.
be part of it?
Or
did you feel unwelcome?
I felt very unwelcome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the idea.
I guess, but what if what if you were a supporter of that cause? I guess maybe you could just stay at home, make pennies.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
You know, make signs. those type of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay home next time.
Yeah. I didn't know that it was happening because it's not.
It's not like the Big Bang Theory season premiere where they promo it for weeks.
Yeah. Or even the zombie walk where it's like, you know, there's a lot of Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Telling you to, you know, get ready for the zombie walk. But I remember years ago in like 2006, maybe it was way bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're making progress in taking back the night.
Like we've already taken back so much.
They've taken back a big chunk of the night.
Yeah. So then it's only a limited amount of people. That
I know Whitney Houston is the queen of the night.
Anyways, so that was my fun Friday night.
Oh, cool.
And then on Saturday, I came over here and it was Margo's number one birthday.
My daughter's first birthday was on Saturday, and that was super fun. We did a party at our house.
Yeah. I was surprised how many people were doing shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I thought there'd be zero.
Yeah, but still, like, if you've never done body shots of a tiny baby body, it's the cutest body shot. Oh, that belly button filled with vodka. No, it was, it was like, it had all the earmarks of like a nightmare. Kids running around the house.
Other parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Margo did not take a nap.
Right.
Before the party, which she was certainly supposed to.
Kids downing sugar like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the invitation and it was set for 3 hours and I was like, I thought this was going to be a 90-minute event. But it was all great. Like the parents took care of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 hours, no one felt committed to stay all 3 hours.
Yeah, I think that's with a kid's birthday party. It's got to be a rotation.
Yeah,
yeah, because kids have to go to whatever tumble practice
for sure.
And you know, like yeah, you can only as I assume. Have you as a dad?
Uh-huh.
Have you gone to other kids' birthday parties yet?
No.
It's coming.
Very, like, it's every weekend for the rest of my life is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, Margo's the oldest of all of her friends.
Yeah.
Like, she's one. She doesn't have friends.
Who's her best friend?
Janice. but that thing where... Like, if there's 30 people in a room, the odds are two of them have the same birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you know 50 people, then odds are there's a birthday a weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I wonder what the go-to kids' place for a party is. Because when I was a little kid, it was like Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That was the holy grail.
I think there's so many more options now.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Because there's like, isn't there like a place that's all trampolines or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's like Trampoland.
And then what else?
Go karts.
Oh, go karts! Absolutely. Roller skating. Kids don't do that anymore. Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. There's like
bowling.
Bowling. There's like you can just rent a gym that has a bunch of like play equipment in it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and
that
would
have been fun.
That's next year.
Yeah.
So yeah, fun birthday weekend. And the other thing is, we finally got a diaper genie.
Mm. It grants you 3 shitty wishes.
It's like, well, I didn't know what one was. We just had like a waste bin.
Yeah.
With a lid on it.
So what is it? You put diapers in there.
First of all, diaper genie is like a great insult. Like, get out of here, you diaper genie.
Especially to a genie that didn't like granted you a wish, but it had some kind of horrible side effect.
It's just a thing. It's like a fancy garbage can that has like three layers that the air can't escape out of.
Oh, so it's just like a de-stinkifier.
Well, it also keeps the diapers cryogenically frozen.
until the future has figured out a cure.
For the toots. Do you want to get to today's topic?
Mm-hmm.
Please take a moment to remember, if you're friends with the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice.
Dave and Graham's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary. Not mine.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise, except that.
Yeah. Today's topic.
Yes.
We
wanted to talk about television.
Yeah, because it's a thing that's very near and dear to both Dave and I's hearts.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure Biz and Teresa have talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not Biz and Teresa. You're playing by Daddy's rules.
Daddy's rule sounds like an 80s sitcom. That folds in very nicely.
With a diaper genie.
Yeah.
But in the third season when ratings were slumping.
Yeah, they brought on an animated diaper genie. So television, there's a real divide,
mm-hmm.
always has been, with parents and TV when it comes to kids, right?
Yeah.
All I have is just when I was a kid and some studies that I read today.
Here's what I have.
Yeah, here, what do you got?
I've got when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the 1 year of being a dad
mm-hmm.
and also like 6-7 years of being an uncle.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you...
Oh, boy, I'm quite an uncle.
You had a lot of warm-up, kids-wise.
And yet, I never carried a baby. Like, I never held a baby.
Oh, really?
Well, I was like, it never was, like, a thing for me.
What about diapers?
No, never did a diaper before I had a child.
Because I did that when I was, a babysitter.
Uh-huh.
When I was, like, in the early teen years.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've changed a diaper. I know how to do. Well, I'd be out of practice. I mean, I wouldn't put it on the kid's head. Well, I would.
Sure.
Just for laughs.
Yeah.
You're a spaceman now. But yeah, TV, that's a thing that's been around. I think we're the first generation to have TV our whole life.
Yeah.
Like, because our parents would have had it maybe when they were kids.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Yeah. I was thinking about this because my parents were born in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And so that like they didn't have it growing up, but they had it, you know, maybe from teenager on.
Right.
And like that's how I am with the internet.
Yeah, that's how I am with the internet too. Like I had some semblance of the internet when I was like an early teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing as good as what the internet is now.
Yeah.
And also phones.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I had a cell phone that was just a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
2002?
I might have had one at the very tail end of high school.
Ooh-hoo.
Yeah.
Because
my mom...
Because you were a drug dealer.
Yeah. My mom was a nurse, and they had... I feel like nurses had cell phones before
so they could
everybody
deal drugs.
Else. Yeah.
Like Nurse Jackie from TV.
Yeah. Bringing it back to the subject.
Yeah.
Pretty good, Dave.
Growing up, I feel like I was obsessed with TV.
Yeah.
And like, here's how far it went. My parents once tried to put a lock on our TV.
Yeah.
Like a physical lock over the plug.
Yeah.
So you couldn't plug it into the wall.
Yeah.
And my older siblings figured it out. And it worked for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one time I remember on summer vacation, my parents bet me $100. Not even bet me. Promised me $100.
Yeah.
When I was 7. If I could make it to Christmas without watching any TV.
Oh, that was an easy bet for them to make.
Yeah.
That was guaranteed.
Yeah. But I also, like, I tried for a while that I would sneak it. How I would sneak it.
When I was a kid, I was so obsessed with TV.
Uh-huh. How obsessed with TV were you?
When
we would go visit my grandparents, and they had a different set of channels than what we had at home, you know what I mean? And so they had a channel that played the A-Team every day. So I would, like, hunker down and watch A-Team every day. And then on the last on the last day there, I was so sad that I wasn't going to be able to watch A-Team every day that I had, a little point-and-shoot camera. I took a picture of the A-Team on TV. Yeah, that's how much I love television.
I love television so much that when we stayed in hotels, I would memorize all the new channels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so refreshing to figure out where Much Music was.
Oh, yeah. It's 24 at home, but here it's 19.
So, also on the subject of having no TV,
mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, probably...
Who brought that subject up, by the way? Having no TV? We weren't talking about that.
No. Where you said that your parents bet you that you could watch TV. When I was like 10, my family went to Italy for a vacation, and there was no television in the place.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going into the place and being like, but where is the television? And just being so freaked out for the first 2 days. Like, what am I going to do with no television? And then one night we were out at a restaurant that just had a TV on. Couldn't stop watching.
Even though we're not in English.
Not in English. Not anything. It was just figures on television. And I was like, oh, I feel so good. Good
just
to be
an
back.
Italian game show with tons of nude women. Yes. Were you banned from watching anything?
No.
The only thing my mother would not let me watch, other than telling me constantly, please stop watching TV.
Yeah.
Was Married with Children.
Oh, yeah. My mom was not big on Married with Children. But the one show in our house that was we could not watch was forbidden in the house was ER.
Yeah. Why?
Because.
Because your mother was a nurse.
Because she was a nurse and she just didn't want to.
The doctors aren't that sexy. Yeah.
But she just didn't want to watch. Like.
So you would sneak ER.
I would sneak ER on the side. I've never seen an episode of ER.
Go over to
ER.
Friends' houses to watch ER.
And did you have this when you were a kid? That you would, in the evening, like you would watch TV with your parents?
Yes.
Like you'd all watch?
Yes.
A show together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's gonzo. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
At what age?
I would say from like, I don't know, 12 on, that was what I would do most weekday evenings was watch TV with my parents.
I would mostly, I would watch TV and my parents would say, have you done your homework? And I would lie and say yes. And they'd say, okay, then you can watch Frasier.
Yeah, like we would always watch Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
That was like huge in our house. We would watch Seinfeld. My parents hated Friends. They didn't like Friends. They liked Frasier. They didn't. I remember when I was a kid, they loved Cheers, but we weren't allowed to watch Cheers. So Cheers was always like, what's going on Cheers? And, but yeah, watching TV as a.
Yeah. Well, okay. But as a parent, I know that this is like going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
So it's not yet a thing. But we, like, oh, the TV, growing up, I loved watching TV, watched it constantly. Now, as sort of a habit, just like a security blanket, the TV is just always on.
Yes.
And so it is, like, I don't even watch it. I just turn it on, sometimes for light. And
instead of turning on a light?
Well, like, if you're up at 5:30 in the morning,
why not?
A light is too bright.
Mm-hmm.
The TV, the news is blue. It's got that, gives you that blue light.
Mm-hmm.
At least not yet. Our daughter is not yet drawn to every screen she sees because that is coming.
Yeah, and this was the one of the studies. Like, I read a bunch of news stories about different studies, which that seems to be a thing that people are studying a shit ton. Like,
did you do your homework? No, I mean, yes, I did. Can I watch Frasier? That's how they're studying.
That's how they're studying.
What did you study? Frasier.
Frasier. Yeah.
Frasier television effect on minds.
So one of the things that one study pointed out was that kids now, because they're so used to watching things on either phones or iPads or some sort of handheld screen, that television, some parents are using watching television with the parents as a punishment.
Oh.
Like, I'm taking away your screen. You're going to sit here with mom and me. We're going to watch TV as a group. This is your punishment.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Because I remember being a kid and being like, like flipping through the channels, and my mother would be like, oh, stop there. And it was just like any smart looking woman on TV. My mother would have to listen to her for 40 seconds. Okay, you can change it now.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like we would always get stuck on, sometimes you'd end up watching the news.
Yep.
Boy, this is like, I might as well not even be watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
So much information coming at me. Sometimes it would be like a movie from the 70s or 60s
or
that my
like,
parents
yeah,
knew.
some British thing that took place in olden times.
I would just, at that point, I literally would just go downstairs and
stare
at
the
wall.
Books? Yeah.
But I do not know. I didn't grow up with iPads and stuff. So they're not as, I'm not as interested in them. Like, you know how you said you turn on a TV just out of habit? When I had a TV, I would do the same thing. I'd walk as soon as I got home. That was the first thing I would do, turn on the TV. So is that what kids are destined for? Like, it's just always going to be phone or the thing or screen, always screens.
I'm now that way. With my phone.
Is that right? Yeah, I guess when you're bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in line at the store.
You're like, phone.
Phone. Let's see if anyone's liked a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like my cousin's a child, when I visited there, I stayed at their place for a week. And there, at that point, the kid was 3 years old, four maybe. Yeah, 3 or 4. And just wanted to watch the same DVD over and over and over again. And it was... Luckily, it was the Muppet, the new Muppet movie.
Sure.
Because I could see it could just as easily have been some terrible, you know, made in a half an hour in some horrible studio.
Yeah.
You know, like it could have been that. So I was like, oh, at least it's a thing that has characters I like, you know. But as soon as it was done, she just wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
Again, and... She did a thing that I know that I did when I was a kid, and I remember looking at her and being like, oh, yeah, like it has this hypnotic effect, which it doesn't not have on adults, but it was complete. Like, that's the only time she sat still and just kind of, like, didn't talk, just completely, like, zoned out, which was, it was almost creepy.
It is that, like... Because there are certain times as a parent where you're like, how can I buy myself 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, what we do now with Margot is we put her on the kitchen floor and we just give her a bunch of crushed ice.
Sounds good.
Plays with that for a little while. But, like, yeah, just like you can watch the TV, but like you can. I remember as a kid, hours and hours of it. Like, if my parents told me, today you just get to watch TV all day long, I'd be like, yes. Can I also put a bunch of couch cushions in the middle of the room and jump on them? That never happened. Like,
no.
But I did it. But it was never like the day's plan.
No. And and the other thing, the difference between TV and like maybe like an iPad or whatever is on TV, you know, on a Saturday. Say you wake up at 7 a.m, you start watching cartoons. By 11 o'clock or whatever, everything switched over to golf.
Yeah.
So then you got to go outside. There's nothing else to watch. But an iPad's infinite. That's all day, every day, content, constant.
Yeah.
You know, so that's going to be the thing that you're going to have to be like, you're grounded. No screens.
Yeah, well, just golf. And the other thing is, like, at this age, I wish TV would work that well. Like, there's nothing, like, we can't do any activity for more than an hour.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, you've been watching TV for an hour? Well, guess what? She's freaking out. You need to go outside and you need to like invent a thing.
You're right. she's changing.
Yeah, she needs to move. She needs to get out of here.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
and the TV's, well, I mean, like, the TV is just for me. She just doesn't even notice it.
Right. But I definitely noticed with my cousin's kid, like a phone is the same thing as plunking a kid in front of TV. Mm-hmm. Used to be like, okay, be quiet. Here's the phone.
Yeah.
And they'll just, that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah. One of the things that one of those studies said was that kid, because the question is always, how young is it to let a kid watch a screen, right? Because mm-hmm. people are worried about the long-term effects on their whatever, their attention span. Or
their,
whatever.
Their brain stuff.
And there's no consensus on
the thing. Of course not. Because it's so brand new.
Yeah. Yeah. But like Margot, she'll pay attention to television, or certain colors anyways.
Yeah.
Seems like. But like, you haven't put on like Sesame Street to see if she, you know,
no,
into
we haven't.
It or anything like that.
But we have put on like, you know, shows that we watch and like hope that she doesn't, you know, notice all the adult content.
Yeah, like the
and she doesn't. Like,
no,
well,
she doesn't.
I mean,
well, maybe she does.
Maybe she does, but like, she'll be doing other stuff or like blocking our view.
I watched whatever Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and all that kind of stuff, but there's stuff now for kids that are like her age, that it's just like a color on screen or like a weird noise. And it's like the type of show that you would make for a dog.
Yeah.
But that was never around when I was a kid. Like,
yeah, I guess it was just stuff for like, you know, three and up.
Yeah. Like preschool.
And then like,
whatever.
Yeah, but the when I was really going nonstop was like 6 to 10.
Yeah.
It was like every, not just G.I. Joe, not just Transformers, but I wanted like, gotta watch Brave Star, gotta watch Centurions, gotta watch Bionic 6. Like, I was into the deep cuts.
Yeah, I would watch stuff I didn't even like.
That show that was called Cops, but with periods in between.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of something, or in Mask also had periods in between them.
I watched a show that I hated regularly.
Oh, yeah? What?
Count Duckula. I hated that show so much. I think I watched it every day. Because it was in between two shows I liked.
What are you going to do with that half hour?
Yeah, exactly. But that is one thing that they have linked television to, is childhood obesity.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that for sure is a... Now, when you were a kid, did your parents just ever just force you out of the house and just say, you just like, we don't care what you do, but you're out?
I don't know. They were, I think they got they were happy when I got obsessed with like street hockey.
Because you were outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, no, they forced me to do activities that I hated.
But sometimes my parents would literally just like you would with a dog, put us in the backyard, and then inevitably, like an hour later, I'd be like wailing on my brother in a kind of like a Lord of the Flies. Like, well, we gotta spend some time outside.
Sure. I'm missing Count Duckula. What was he, a duck vampire?
Yeah, he was a duck vampire. It was terrible. I think it was like an old British television cartoon. Yeah, it was really
was it, but it was in the duck block of
It was on before Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay. So, but it wasn't related to like Darkwing Duck or Chippendale's no. Duck Rangers?
No, I. Oh, that was the other thing. I'd get up early before school to watch TV.
I know, me too. my thing that I didn't even like that was before school was Zubily Zoo.
Oh yeah, I watched tons of that,
and I knew by the time that came on that my mother was late for bringing me to school. Well, let's take a break and come back with, you know, some geniuses and fails.
Absolutely.
Hello, buddies. I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Andy Bolt.
And we're the host of Bunker Buddies.
We're a podcast where we're amateur survivalists, and we talk about things like the apocalypse.
And we talk about zombies and preparedness.
What are you going to wear when it's the apocalypse?
And you have no idea if you don't listen to our show. It comes out every Wednesdays on MaximumFun.org and on iTunes. Sometimes we try weird foods, or we talk about where to camp, or how to avoid getting eaten, or any of these things.
Yeah, so listen to us, because it might just save your life.
We'll see you in the bunker.
Bye!
Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
It's Genius and Fail time, Graham. Let's do geniuses.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh my God, that's fucking genius.
This is going to be weird, because normally Biz and Teresa talk about their genius moments as parents.
Mm-hmm.
You are not a parent.
No, but I was a kid. I had parents.
Okay.
So,
do you want to do yours first?
Sure. I'll do. This was, I think, a genius parenting move by my parents. So, when I was a teenager, this is in my mid-teenage years, there was a kid across the street that we didn't have anything in common except that we lived on the same street. I know.
I'm thinking back to my equivalents.
Yeah. And so we would walk to school together just because we were going to the same school. Yep. So why not?
It would be rude not to.
Yeah. How would you even arrange it so that you wouldn't see each other?
Like, I've rolled it over back and forth in my mind a million times. It just comes off transparent.
But we, in our teenage years, were smoking some marijuana.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And we got cold busted by his mom. And I got in big, you know, it was a big, like, his mom freaked out. Like she had discovered us dismembering a dog. Like, she screamed. Like, if I was a neighbor, I would have called the cops, because I was like, I would like to report a murder, I think. She was apoplectic, like, just beside herself. And so I went home, and I was like, and man, it was a long sit, because my parents weren't home yet. And I was like, oh boy, this is going to be a tidal wave of trouble.
Yeah. It's Thursday. ER's on tonight. Mom's going to be mad.
Yeah, she won't even have a show to watch talking about. So and this was why I think it was a genius thing. They heard from her, you know, it was in trouble. But they didn't do anything like what I think some parents would do, where they said, like, it's going to rot your brain, this stuff, or anything like that. They didn't exaggerate anything. They just very simply, like, I was grounded, but they also said, like, if you can't think of anything better to do with your time, then that's really unfortunate. And that really stuck with me, because I was like, yeah, because that really was what I was planning on doing with my time. And then I really didn't do it very much after that. You know, I think in college I did, but yeah, that really stuck with me. Like, I was like, oh yeah, like, that is a huge chunk of the day where I would just be staring off into space.
Yeah, my parents were big with, like, kind of just that sort of guilty, like, you know, you could be helping people. My genius is, you know what? It's the dumbest. It's like, because so much of what I do as a dad, like any good thing that happens, I can't take credit for it. Like, not, and I'm not complaining. It just, it's dumb luck.
Oh, that, like, you're just like, oh, that worked.
Yeah. It's like, oh, like, I'm in charge of bedtime just because that's when I get home from work. And it just happens that, hey, I'm really good at bedtime. And like any other thing that I've done has just been like, oh, that worked out for the best.
A real trial by fire. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't really have any genius things. So, Margot is, she's got a real, she doesn't really have a cold. She doesn't have a cough. She's not uncomfortable. She just has a runny nose forever.
Oh, yeah. Then I think that'll go on till about age 12.
Yeah.
Like, just always will have a
just,
runny
nose. Always will have, like, once she gets better control of her hands, she'll be using her sleeve. To...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. If it gets, if it ever dips below zero here, she'll have all sorts of fun with that.
Yeah. And so this was really Abby's idea, but I've been the one implementing it because our friend Alicia, it works with coconut oil.
Yes.
And gave us a giant tub of it. And we use it in everything. Like, we're coconut oil people now.
Yeah, sure.
We put it in the bathtub. We put it in...
Why not?
Yeah, we use it for diaper rash. Whatever.
Yeah.
And now we just rub it on her face when she's got crusty boogers. Instead of, like, scraping them off with, like, a snow...
Oh, there you go.
A snow scraper.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And the only downside is that, like, we do it right before bedtime, and then I rock her, and I get just, like, a sleeve covered in coconut oil, which I'm not sure comes out in the washing machine.
Yeah, I think maybe, like, maybe institute just a bedtime outfit, you know?
Oh, for me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, you put on the bedtime sweater, and sure. Away you go.
Or some kind of, like, like, biohazard suit.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, you know, made of cashmere. Ooh.
Yeah, you treat yourself.
Yeah, well, YOLO, right? We got a phone call this week.
Is somebody's genius moment.
This is somebody's
genius.
Yeah, I guess okay. These people listen. They don't need explainos.
These people?
Uh-oh.
Hi, Wombat Mother.
Hello.
I call in with what I sort of think is a genius. My son was coming over to visit, and he was all sad because he's grounded off of video games because of certain behavioral things that he did. Anyway, so I was like, well, write a story. He's like, no, I can't write a story because he's only in grade two. So I suggested that I would help him. So basically, what we did, we spent about half the afternoon writing a rather convoluted looking story outline. And yeah, it was sort of fun, but I got to sort of encourage my son's creative side and do something besides play video games. So I sort of count that as a win. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, that's a win.
Yeah, totally.
I think anything where you get a kid, yeah, doing anything but sitting and watching a thing or like if you get them to do anything.
Did you, would you, like, the fact of having like a 7-year-old write a story, are they doing it like printing with their, or are they using a, like an iPad?
Yeah, I think all kids, that's got to be going out, right? Learning how to do longhand writing.
But it's what I did as a kid, but like you wouldn't get very far as a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Each page would maybe have, you know, 10 words on it, yeah. But you maybe have an accompanying picture.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and like I remember going over to a friend's house on like a really, like where the outside wasn't an option, it was too cold or it was raining or whatever, and like...
Sea monster? Was there a sea monster out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, the map would usually say, here be monsters,
right.
Somewhere,
okay. Sure.
You know, but Play-Doh. You know, just play, like, just sit at a table and
all
just
you
make
can eat.
Things
yeah.
With Play-Doh.
Lego?
Yeah. And then my brothers, especially my youngest brother, Patrick, he used to make little movies because we had a camera that you could do single shot.
Oh, yeah.
So he would do claymation. And you spend like a whole day just making like a 10-second thing.
And you would be photographing the A-team.
I was the, yeah, exactly. I would lead the charge in photograph what you love.
Let's move on to these failures.
Uh-oh.
Fail, 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 fail!
You suck.
You got a fail?
Yeah, again.
Is this a now... You're championing your parents' genius.
Yes.
Now you're blaming your parents.
Yeah, this is one...
Because they really did a number on you,
absolutely.
Buddy.
Oh, absolutely. They, you know, for all their strengths as parents, you're gonna, some things are going to fall through the cracks for sure. And...
I just remembered one.
So, my dad... When we were growing up, huge fan of roughhousing.
Huge. Nothing beats it.
Yeah, yeah.
Once the kids can take it.
Oh, man. And man. I mean,
like, just like good hearted, like wrestling,
throwing
my brothers around
onto the couch. Yeah. If we were ever in a swimming pool, I don't know how he didn't drown. From the constant, like, pushing his head underwater activities.
Aww, so fun.
Yeah, so fun. And we would ties into the TV thing.
Mm-hmm.
We would, sometimes he would be watching something really boring, and me or my brother would dive at the remote, and then that's roughhousing would commence.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we would start very, like... Sometimes it would be like one of us would assume like a traditional like wrestling pose to just indicate like now we're roughhousing.
Here be wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. So in junior high, we were roughhousing over the remote, which resulted
Your
in...
Your dad wasn't in junior high, though.
No. Yeah, no. He was working as an undercover officer to bust a drug ring.
Oh, he was a narc?
Yeah. No, we were wrestling at home over the remote, and that was the thing about roughhousing. Always went too far. That's the only reason it ended. We would still be wrestling to this day.
Yep.
If somebody hadn't gotten hurt real bad, which I did. Because during wrestling at one point, he was on top of me, and then we heard this weird pop. And... And then my chest hurt really badly. And then we went to the doctor and I cracked my sternum. But while that may seem on the surface like a fail, I got out of gym for like a month.
Nice.
Pretty good.
I love gym.
No, not me.
Slim gyms.
Oh, yeah. I love slim gyms.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You have to be more specific.
Did your school not offer slim gym class?
Dave, what's your fail?
Oh, well, you reminded me of something my parents did, which I don't think is maybe going to be cool to talk about, but my sister used to love eating baby corn.
Okay.
Like you get beef chop suey.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my sister would pick out all the baby corns and have them for herself.
Sure.
And then you could buy cans of baby corns. My sister would just eat baby corns. And
just like after school, she'd just pop open a can of baby corns?
Until my mother told her that too many baby corns give you cancer. That's not a study.
No, also, my mom told me that if you pinch people, that gives people cancer. Because I was on a real pinching spree.
Oh, who? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, my actual fail. I think I maybe talked about this on our podcast. This was a few months ago. Because I have so few opportunities to fail
yes.
as a father.
Yeah.
Just by being there, people think I'm... I deserve a medal. once when the baby was still sleeping in our bed with us, it took us a long time to figure out sleeping and a long time to figure out breastfeeding. And when those two things combined, when the baby was just like, hey, I can eat while I'm asleep.
Right.
It was great. And then one night, I guess I was in some kind of sleepy stupor. The baby woke up and started crying, but then immediately started breastfeeding. And then I, a moment too late, was like, all right, well, I guess the baby's up. We're getting up. So I picked Margo up off of the boob and just walked her into the kitchen and then like came back into the bedroom and was like, wait a minute.
Started running the garbage disposal.
Wait a minute. Was everything okay? And I just took her off your boob and Abby was like, yep.
That's what happened.
So that's been your crowning fail as a father.
That's not bad though, you know.
No, it's
you meant well.
Yeah, but yeah. Everyone
was in the right place.
Every woman I've told this story to has laughed in my face. You don't just take a baby off there at 2 a.m. for no reason.
No. Yeah, what were you gonna do? Let's go watch SportsCenter.
Oh boy. Well, at 2:30 a.m, there's some pretty good infomercials.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys?
Yeah, let's hear one of these phone call failures.
Let's do it.
Fail, 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 fail. This morning, I was supposed to have a morning to myself away from the kids, and so Dad took my 5-year-old son and my 3.5-year-old daughter to the pool, and I went for a walk, and I just got back to the house, and the back door was locked that I left open so I could get back in. So my big morning off is just over because either my husband has to get the kids out of the pool and put them back in the car and drive 15 minutes back home to let me in, in which case the kids will see me and never want to go back to the pool because they're already back in their clothes, or I get to just sit around and wait, which I guess isn't the worst thing, but when you have your mind set on going and taking a nice quiet shower all by yourself and then maybe watching Netflix for an hour.
When you got your heart set.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of rage, so I'm trying to get it out right now so I can just let it go and breathe. Okay. I don't feel that much better, but I just had to. I had to vent. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you when I lived with, I think it was past guest Sean Proudlove, when he locked himself out of our place and he just broke the window on the front door to let himself in. Like nobody was home. And he, instead of calling a locksmith, he was like, fuck it. Just smashed the window. I came home, it was all cardboard taped up. He was like, yeah, well, I wasn't going to sit around for hours.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a really frustrating feeling.
Yeah, I've had it where I've gone home and then,
well,
it
can't be locked because I was the last one here and I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, and then you're like, then you go, you do this one thing. You do like a futile walk around the house where you're like, I leave one of these windows open.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
I know I haven't crawled through a window in 8 months. But there's a chance.
But there is
spiders
something.
Seem to be making their way into the house. Where are they getting in?
There is something so upsetting, though, when you have your brain set to a thing and then it doesn't have. And I mean, it can be with anything. Like you're like 5 o'clock is when I go home for work. And then the boss is like, oh, we have to do this extra thing. And your brain's like, no.
Yeah, you've got nothing to do.
Yeah.
But you're just like, how dare you?
Yeah. Like you're like, I was gonna watch whatever or I was gonna eat this thing. And then you don't get to do either. Yeah. Like, man, can I relate to that?
Boy, can you.
Boy, can anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you, I love you. When I have a problem, I call you on the phone. I love you, I love you.
Our guest this week is we really went outside our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And we booked the lady who is the mother to my child.
And who was already home.
Who was already home. But the Skype connection is so clear.
Yeah, yeah.
Crisp, crisp.
Hello, Abby Shumka.
That's me.
Who lives in your house?
Well, there's me.
Yeah.
There's Dave.
Mm-hmm.
There's Margot, who just turned one.
Mm-hmm.
There's Grandpa, who turned 11.
He's a dog.
The dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an important detail.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not getting twisted. And sometimes, he doesn't live here, but he's here a lot. Graham Clark.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Steve the cat.
Oh, there's also Steve the cat.
Yeah. Your new house.
The neighbor cat, who's very friendly with us.
Yeah, hashtag Steve is not our cat on Instagram.
Okay. We don't need hashtags. We talk in full sentences, not hashtags in this house.
Technically, Steve is not our cat is a full sentence.
Yeah, that's true.
What are your thoughts on raising our daughter in hashtag free environment?
It's not going to happen.
But like with the first time.
It's like the princess thing. Like we can go through our lives and never buy her any princess shit or like anything or play into that whole thing. She will still be obsessed with princesses.
I bought her some jewels, some crown jewels.
Oh.
So this was
I bought her a scrap of Princess Diana's wedding dress. Her train.
She'll appreciate that.
Dave, when we were doing this, getting ready for the show, proposed a bunch of topics. That was one of the things.
Was princess stuff.
And I don't know. Tell me about this.
Oh, my God. It's you're as a parent, you are powerless to it.
Yeah, as a parent of a girl.
Yeah.
Right.
There's so much stuff, like clothes with princess on it. There's like
diapers for babies. Like some of these girls are so young, they've never even seen Snow White.
Mm-hmm.
But they know Snow White, and they know who she is, and they know her story, and they want to be her.
Is
and
she
they
a princess?
Dress. They, technically.
Now,
technically.
Well,
her father was a king.
But why is it princess and not queen? Is there any reason
that anybody knows the queen?
Oh yeah, that's yeah, Queen Bey.
No, it's weird because we were talking about this on Stop Podcasting Yourself. I saw a in the baby store.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a decal for the back of your car that said princess on board. It was a pink one.
Yeah,
it was like a little pink crown.
Yeah, and then the male equivalent was king on board, which is.
What the fuck?
Like, what? Now the baby's in charge?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, excuse me?
Prince and princess.
Yeah.
Or king and queen.
Yeah, king and queen.
Or just fuck baby.
Yeah,
yeah, just baby. A baby.
How about a baby's on board?
God damn. Fucking baby.
Just a regular baby. Like, she's very special to us, but she's not, she does, you know.
Dumb old baby.
She doesn't deserve special treatment in society.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're socialists. Get used to it. So, Abby.
Yes.
This is your second time on One Bad Mother.
It is. Second time in a year.
Yeah, you were on right after you had the baby with your husband.
Yeah, it's technically with my husband.
It's also my second time. And how's been year one of babyhood?
It's been awesome. It's been weird. Shitty, frustrating, hilarious.
Yeah.
And just so like
you were laughing really hard today or yesterday. I can't remember. That the baby was doing something.
She was eating grape tomatoes, and mm-hmm. like I cut them in half.
Uh huh.
And she will just like destroy them, except for the skin. So she'll put the piece in her mouth, and I can see her squishing it around and getting all
right.
And then little seeds kind of get spat out. And then she, like, pulls her head back into her neck. So, like, her chin disappears.
Oh, man.
And then the pushes the skin out. And she goes...
like, it just, and like, just, like, comes slides. Out like a machine?
Yeah, it just slides out of her face. And then she grabs for another one.
Is the first year anything like what you thought it was going to be? Or is it completely...
No, it's what I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I would just... researched too much, prepared myself.
Yeah, because you've done all the research and I've benefited from it.
Yes, you've benefited from having to do none of the reading.
What did you read? Did you read books,
well,
blogs?
Goodnight Moon is one.
We got this book about time for bed. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Animals go to bed.
I do all the different voices of the animal.
What did you read?
Well, like, I read some pregnancy books.
Which ones? What was the best?
Oh, fuck. What was it called? The Ina Mae Gaskin, I think is her
name.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I forget the name
of
it.
It was kind of a funny little sort of hippie-ish.
It was, yeah, she's like this lady who has a lot. I'm sure one-bed mothers are familiar with this lady's work. She's a midwife, and she's got this big commune down in Tennessee somewhere, and it's this big birthing center run by midwives, and they're very...
It sounds like,
and like the pictures,
quite the place.
Yeah, the pictures are from, like... Some of the pictures are pretty modern, but some of them are very dated.
Yeah,
of, like,
yeah.
Women fully, like, in, like, labor.
Yeah, and listening to Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a big hi-fi headset on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Uh-huh, shag carpet in the back.
Holding up newspapers of, the, of like...
Yeah. 1974.
Yeah. Dewey defeats Truman or whatever. I don't know, we're Canadian.
So that was good, but that was like, pregnancy stuff. And then, like, baby stuff... Not too many books. I read a couple about sleeping. I read part of the No Cry Sleep Solution and then the Harvey Karp books. I think I read two, or like kind of read two. But it's a lot of it's been blogs and like internet, like just mm-hmm. internet research.
I remember this was like 2 months ago because we were having a lot of trouble transitioning from the baby sleeping in our bed to the baby sleeping in her own crib.
Yeah.
And... You sent me a link with, like, all of these techniques that are good for 4-month-old babies and 6-month-old babies. And once you're past an 8-month-old baby, then the only solution you have is the,
You sleep in the crib. They sleep in the
bed. Yeah, they're in charge. They're the princess. It's, they cry it out.
Oh, yeah, the controlled crying.
The controlled crying where you visit, you let them cry for 2 minutes and then you leave. And then you let them cry for 2 minutes, and then you go in and
you shush them and make them feel better.
And then you put them down, and then you let them cry for 4 minutes, and then you come back and then comfort them, and then you let them cry for 6 minutes. And we were like, the idea of letting our baby cry was the most inhumane thing we could think of, and like we had never.
I never thought I'd be able to do it.
Yeah, I had always imagined it as you just let them cry forever until they fall asleep.
That's a technique.
Yeah. And so what we did was we did this one and we started it on a Sunday night. And I was like, oh, can we not do it on a Sunday? Because we're going to be up all night.
Yeah.
And she fell asleep in an hour.
Oh, wow. Huh.
It was like, yeah. I was talking earlier about how like so much of parenting for me has just been dumb luck.
But like, it just worked out that we got a cool kid.
That's the other thing is because, like you were saying, you could look on blogs and stuff and there's like chat rooms and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
My mom was telling me like a couple of years ago that I was such a weird kid.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that weird. She was, but at the time, like,
she had no resources.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, she had nowhere to go. And my mom says the same thing. She's like, I had my mother-in-law, I had your grandma, and that's it.
Yeah, my mom ended up going to like a group. Like, of mothers that just talked about how
weird
their kids
were. Sure,
talk about
weird shit their kids
were. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My baby's got, like, a 4-inch beard. Just, like, off of his chin.
But, yeah, I don't remember what she said that I was doing that was weird, but she just, like...
Sure,
she
was
like,
she
oh,
know.
You're just so weird.
I'm, like, we have a few nieces, and one of them is, like, the weirdest one, and we love her the most. And we're trying to encourage that weirdness. Like, it's a little early yet, but...
Well, she does already fart and burp and then look for one of us and smile.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
You get
so
that one?
That.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
so
wow.
We're paving the way. We're doing good work.
The one thing I've noticed in the 1 year of parenting is... how I don't remember anything from like 6 weeks
ago, 6 months
ago, or
sure.
6 months or 8 months. Like I have a friend, Chris, who's got a baby.
And they're 4 months behind? You know,
no,
they're 4 months old.
Yeah.
So they're like...
Like 6.5 months, 7.5 behind us.
Yeah.
And he'll be telling me like, oh, she went for her first set of shots. Do you remember what that was like? And I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
You just block it out.
Yeah. I feel like these babies... are the most well-documented babies of all time.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
so we don't need to remember because
Instagram's
doing it for us.
That's why we have iPhones.
Because I think my parents have, you know, they have a photo album, but that's it. There's like maybe 25 photos in there of me age zero to seven.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like with Dave, Dave's the youngest of four. So there's a buttload of pictures of his brother, who's the oldest. Mm-hmm. There's pictures of his sister, and then less pictures of his other sister, and then less pictures of Dave because he's the youngest. And by then, they were like, eh, fuck it.
But Mario's a well-documented baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's funny because even upstairs, it was you made a bunch of decorations for
For her birthday party. Yeah.
She doesn't look anything like the baby of yore.
No.
Like it's that is that crazy? Do you guys notice that she doesn't look anything like?
Absolutely. Like the early, we used to say she looked just like one of her cousins, and now she totally doesn't.
No.
Yeah. And she didn't always look like the cousin. Like, at the very beginning, she didn't, and then she did, and then she didn't again.
Mm-hmm.
But the bit...
Interesting.
Margot now doesn't look anything like...
No.
Like, maybe she'll be able to look at pictures of herself and recognize something in there.
Yeah, that's me.
But I don't... Like, I can't see any resemblance.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah,
it's
agreed.
Just... Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, they look freaky at the beginning. They've just been... They've just had their face beaten up.
They do so look scrunchy. Freaky at the beginning.
Yeah, they're
right?
Puffy and
yeah, yeah.
Like,
no.
She was quite cute from the get, but I've seen some pretty outrageously
like
weird looking
babies.
Their face
is filled with flu. It's like when you look at a boxer after
Yeah, like their face is swollen and their head's all misshapen.
Yeah,
and
their head's all misshapen.
Yeah.
Is her head
folded on top of each other?
Is her head set? Or is
Not
it
yet.
Still it's, shifting around?
No, yeah,
shifting
well, it's...
She just had her checkup and the doctor was checking her little soft spot on top of her head. Still there.
We were talking on the on our podcast, Stop Podcasting Yourself. Come see us live in Calgary.
There you go.
On October 15th. We were talking about how babies, newborn babies, and I guess the first 2 years, they don't have kneecaps.
There's a couple other things they don't have that are like... Because they just have
like
a lot
passports.
More cartilage. Yeah, they don't have passport, driver's license, tolerance for alcohol.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Senses of, I guess they have senses of humor, but not like dry stuff.
Or ennui.
They don't know when to leave a party.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
They don't know what ghosting is.
They can't ghost ride a whip, that's for sure.
They can't do the whip or the nay-nay.
Well, but that's a lot of kids can, but not right
not
away.
Yet.
Yeah,
I guess she could tech. She could probably, if she hung on with one hand, she could probably figure it out.
Yeah,
because she's not standing independently yet.
It's what else is there? Is there like the skull is still in 40 parts?
Yeah, or five parts or something. Their hands are still
yeah.
A lot of parts of their bodies still have cartilage in them and they haven't necessarily hardened up
like
the kneecap or the hands or the feet and stuff.
Right.
So you're a doctor?
I've just done a lot of research.
Oh, okay.
Read a lot of blah.
You know what? My fault for asking.
Do you have to go to do you just go to your doctor or do you have to go to a kid doctor?
Well, no, we got a new doctor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a new doctor.
Because I remember Mike. Doctor as a kid, he had these what do you call them? Norman Rockwell paintings.
Oh, sure,
scared the shit out of me. Still do.
Yeah,
about
get creeped
like,
out.
But like Norman Rockwell paintings about kids at doctors.
Yes. Yeah. But that
and you were like, ugh, am I gonna end up with freckles?
But there's gonna be
and
something in that office. I bet you that Margot will retain in her mind as a scary.
Sure.
You know, it's going to be a book or a toy or something that's on TV while you're waiting.
Yeah.
And she'll, like, always be afraid
she'll remember.
Of, yeah, William Shatner or something like that. You'll be in the office. It'll be the roast of William Shatner. We'll be playing on TV.
Yeah, sure. They show nothing but roasts.
Every time she sees it, Jeffrey Ross, she's like,
yeah, well, that's what everyone...
Well,
sort of,
that's not too far
everyone sort of reacts.
Yeah, that's true.
One more thing before we let you go.
Just got here.
I know. Well, this is a short segment. you were on TV last week.
I was.
Why were you on TV?
Well, a friend of mine is a producer on a local news show here.
Yeah.
And she called me or messaged me on a Tuesday night saying, can we come to your house tomorrow? I have no babies to film for this baby-proofing segment. And I got nothing to do. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
So we did. And then Wednesday morning, she came over.
This was on September 16th, which is the most popular birthday in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
where they came over.
But they went to, first they went to Children's Hospital and talked to like a baby proofing expert.
Yeah.
Who should be so busy delivering babies or baby proofing baby rooms.
Those are the same people.
Baby proofing delivery houses.
Okay.
Delivery houses.
Delivery huts. Anyway, you were saying. That's all the time we have.
Thanks for coming. No, so they came over. I had to clean the house.
And well, that was the...
And then after I realized, I was like, well, they were going to talk about the oven. Stovetop's a fucking mess.
No.
Super gross. I had a colorful tea towel to distract.
So they came over and they wanted to like...
Beforehand, I talked to my friend Olivia, the producer, and she's like, do you have outlet covers? Do you have a baby gate? Do you have door... the cabinet lock thingies.
Right.
And like, because they were going to try to hit as many as they can. And is your TV, you know, bolted to the wall? That sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And like everything she's like, she'd mentioned is like, yep, got some of those. Yep. Mind you, we need to do some drawers today because she kind of slammed her fingers in a drawer today. She was very upset.
Those fingies.
Her tiny little piggies.
Those can't be fully formed.
Well,
there's no way.
Not now.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Mm. They ain't piggies no more.
She gave me the finger the other day. She meant it.
Yeah.
It was the wrong finger, but you could tell the intent.
I gave you the pinky. So small when it's a baby. Oh. That's like that big.
Well, it's the baby of the fingers.
Oh.
One thing.
You should see your baby toe.
So they came over and then
we did a little tour of the house and then we talked about all, you know, whatever, what we had already set up and all the things we haven't done yet. And they, you know, the reporter brought up some points that the baby proofing expert had brought up about how, you know, how far to open a window and turn down your water heater and that sort of thing. Margot was like so perfect. She was total ham.
She was
She's like
a ham.
Looking up at the camera.
Are we married to the name Margot?
I'm sure we can change it.
Yeah, change it to smart car.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about Space Lab?
She was great.
I like Space Lab.
Yeah, she's a great baby.
She's a great baby.
She's a super great baby.
The one thing they did was they wanted to like install something.
Like, yeah, they're wondering if I had anything that we
hadn't been
installed yet.
And they installed the...
The only thing we had essentially was for the sliding. We have like a drawer freezer at the bottom of our fridge.
Oh, right.
And she's just figured out how to grab the handle. And it's just a moment of time before she figures out how to open it.
And then what? Like, I don't get what's the worst that can happen.
Cold.
She crawls in.
Well, she likes to empty things. She likes to empty containers.
That's true.
So she'll pull out a whole bunch of, you know...
Our wedding cake.
Oh, no. Bags of frozen berries.
Ice cream. Oh, it's melty. I'm going to have to eat it all now.
Oh, no. So we installed a little lock on that.
And that
which came off immediately.
Has totally been ripped off because Abby and I keep forgetting it's there.
And we're like hauling on it.
Why won't this open?
Dave wants his ice cream now.
And also...
It totally just flew right off.
It did.
It was actually a hazard because it was right at baby eye level.
Yeah. Oh, the irony.
And she caught it in her mouth and started choking.
Whatever you call it, Chiron or whatever. The thing with your... It just said Abby,
Margo's mom.
And it's one of our listeners fixed it via Photoshop.
Oh, it was beautiful. How I lolled.
What did it say? Just say what it said.
Margo's mom and also her own person.
No.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which you are and continue to be.
Beautiful.
Abby, thank you so much for joining us and tell us four more times who lives in your house. Do they do that at the closing of the segment? Okay. Has anyone moved into your house during the course of this segment?
Maybe Steve.
Oh, yeah,
Maybe
Steve.
Maybe Steve the cat. You make me sing, ooh, la, la, la. You make a
girl go, ooh, I'm in love. Dave, I want to hear a rant.
Let's do it.
Hi, ladies. I don't know how often you get a good rant, but I had to call in one. I just want to tell all those moms out there who are going to play dates and hating it and going to the library and hating it and whatever you're doing with your kid, It will get better. It does get better. You will find a mom friend who makes life so much easier. I finally found one. And today, when I was totally losing it in my daughter's ballet class, she grabbed my back and said, "It's okay. It's totally okay. Let her act like an asshole." And I did. I did because I had my friend there. Huh. And I finally feel like I'm part of something and I'm no longer alone. So, ladies, just keep going. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Mom friends.
Yeah.
Get one.
Thanks for calling in that rant. Also, Abby's still here.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
So I hope you didn't think that rant. Abby wouldn't hear it, but she heard it.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily remember it as a kid, but as a grown-up, I remember, I think back to when I was a kid and, like, my parents coming to the door after I had, like, a hanging out with my friend, coming to the door to pick me up and, like, making small talk with my friend's parents, who they never saw outside of that moment.
Right.
And it must have been just, like, the weirdest, like, most awkward, like, our kids are friends, but we're not.
Although, my parents, for sure, are still, to this day, are friends with people.
Yeah.
Who we, it was because the kids were friends, and then they ended up being friends. But, do you have mom friends?
Absolutely. Oh, and well, the thing does, is, too, is that we're still at the age where, when there's play dates, and Biz was talking about this a few weeks ago on the show. How
you're not scoring bonus points just because you
totally
know the host.
Am. I totally am. Shut your face. We're talking about how, well, I mean, Margo's one. So whenever we have, like, quote, play dates, it's mostly like mom hangout times and the babies just kind of do their own thing.
Sure.
Because they're not really playing together yet because they're still so little. And Margo's the oldest of all of her friends. So all of our friends, quote, friends.
Yeah, I made the same quotes earlier.
So, like, they're even younger. So they're not even as far along as Margo is developmentally. But we, like, the moms have to interact with each other. Whereas at some point, like, when, I don't know when it is, 5, 4, 5, 6, whatever school age, we can just drop the kid off and you can fuck off. Like, yeah. You don't need to stay and hang out with the mom while your friends play.
But the reverse is true, where sometimes they're just going to drop a kid off at your place.
Sure.
And then now
you're stuck with a weird kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got that weird kids in your house. Smells weird. Yeah. It's going to be one smelly kid. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to eat the following foods.
Yeah. Oh, man. For sure that kid's going to be there. And then you're going to have one friend, maybe not so much with girls, but maybe. There's always a one kid that breaks everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Comes in and breaks all
little
the toys.
Durst.
Yeah.
But, you know, like,
or gets something, everything dirty or, you know, yeah.
Yeah. But right now you have other mom friends.
Yeah. And, like, I had to seek them out because, like, we were kind of the first of our friends to have kids. So we don't really have any of our already friends.
How did you find them? Internet?
Internet. And then I just happened to luck out living in a metropolitan city, you know, area that has a lot of programs. It has the library. Mm-hmm. It has community centers. It has our prenatal class. Like, and I just went to everything. Swimming class. I was just
found some people.
And I must have met 100 people, 100 moms.
Wow.
And I have a good, I don't know, 10 now.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
some
a lot.
Some of which there are one bed mothers. There's them out there.
Hey,
you know who you are. But I had to weed through a lot to get to the good one.
What about an app like Tinder, but it's for mothers to find other mothers to hang with, and then you see their baby, and you're like, ugly baby.
Mm,
no.
The baby's got bad style.
I work on a podcast for a living.
Yeah,
a separate podcast from anything we've talked about, and I did this idea of Tinder for toddlers.
Mm.
And the client loved it, except it wouldn't allow us to use the word Tinder. And it was like,
right.
Dang it, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, but we still did it.
Swipe, swiperoo.
Swipey.
Toddler swipey.
Oh. Tindle.
Tindle for babies.
Toddler. Well, Abby, thanks again for joining us.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that guest that just won't leave because she lives in your house. okay. Now, Graham.
Yeah.
Abby, you can stay here for this, but you're not required to, but you're kind of tethered by your
phones. Uh-huh.
What did we learn today?
Graham was super weird as a baby.
It was a super weird baby. More on that as the story develops.
Yeah. Possibly because he was not allowed to watch ER.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't allowed to watch ER growing up.
Weren't you, like, older?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, but we weren't. It was our, it was foreboding.
It was
in our
too
house.
Much.
Yeah, because
I think it's verboten.
I don't
know. Not remember. At his house.
Yeah, it was foreboding.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was foreboding.
Oh.
We learned that Dave, instead of doing his homework, would sneak TV all the time.
Yep. We learned that
he was really good at it.
What were the studies?
We learned that kids now. View watching television with their parents as a punishment. The parents will take away the screens and make the kid watch television.
Whatever it is they're watching.
Yeah. And that's viewed as a very effective punishment.
You make you watch fucking Castle.
Yeah.
Honey. Come on.
Or like The Wire.
Yeah.
Like, kids, this is some serious. You're going to have to hear some
but only
harsh.
But only the season about the school.
Yeah. You're going to have to hear some harsh
you're
Baltimore
hate this the
accent.
Most.
I think that's about it. Mm-hmm. We learned. Mothers out there and fathers, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, keep it up.
And I want to thank Biz and Teresa for ceding their show to us for 1 week.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And Lindsay at Maximum Fun, she put together this whole
real
this whole
good
switcheroo.
Good job, yeah. Lindsay.
Top
you're doing
drawer.
A great job.
So thank you for that. And thanks to the donors, Maximum Fun donors. Who made this happen.
Yeah.
Because
without them.
You're the reason for the season.
Yeah, that's right. And it's important to remember.
Yeah. I think this episode's too long. So we're going to wrap it up.
Okay. Well,
right now.
Thanks for listening. Go get them.
Yeah. And we'll see y'all next week on our show.
Yeah.
Bye.
One bed, et cetera.
I got to load.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, Lindsay Pavlis, our engineer, our husbands Stefan Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listener. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
If you have a genius or fail moment you'd like to share on the show, then leave us a message at 206-350-9485. Full-on rage-induced rants are also welcome.
Well, Daddy may be fussing by, got low down mama blue. Oh, said Daddy may be fussing by, got low down mama blue.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.